Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you and present to others the international radio personality, Dr. Loretta D. Smith, a.k.a. Dr. Lowe, a.k.a. Coach Lowe, a.k.a. Love Guru. WBSW Internet Talk Radio has watchers and listeners in 19 countries. Dr. Lowe, let's make it do what it do.
My, my, my. I'm Dr. Loretta D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus. We're glad to be back. Happy New Year's to you for 2022. This is our first time being aired in the year of 2022. I am very excited to come before you. Got an awesome lineup set up for tonight. Our title for tonight's show is Sports Calms the World. I want to say it again. Sports calms the world. And that's what it's all about, being calm. We're in some challenging time. We're still going through COVID-19 or the pandemic. We're still asked to follow the protocols. Some said we don't need to. Eventually, it's going to disappear. But until it disappears, we're going to have to continue to follow the protocol. Make sure you wear your mask. Truly, truly, it's so important. Make sure you take an opportunity to wash your hands. Make sure you stay 6 feet away. And on top of that, stay at home. You don't have to be out all the time. And then the bottom line, for most of us, if that's your choice, get the vaccine. And now at this point, make sure you have the booster. We're gonna nip this in the bud, but we can if everybody don't work together. Everybody respect the other person. Not to say you're not doing this. That is not respect. That is blame. We're all about respecting one another. Your decision is your decision. But if you follow the protocol, everybody can do that without any problem. I know there's a lot of talk about a lot of pundits talking about, well, we really don't need to, we need to get used to living with it. Yes, we're going to get used to living to it with it, but let's live with it right. So that's what we're going to focus on tonight. We're going to focus on sport and how we're navigating through the pandemic. It's real exciting to be here. Now, just keep in mind, you're checking Talking Sports Plus. And I want you to remember, this is the only historical black college and university, high school and middle school radio station or program that focuses on athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're really excited by having this opportunity to come to. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. We ask you to press 1, and we'll make sure we get you on the line so you can share your thoughts. You can just offer your expertise. Also, you can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You also can email the show, and then you got a great opportunity. You can email us at WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22@gmail.com. Then you also can tweet the show. You have a chance to do that. And we want to talk about our Twitter account that gives you that opportunity where you can tweet the show. You can check us out at the Smith Way Production, at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, at Tremaine Edwards with the number 7, at Coach with a K, _L_Smith, at Elliot Darrow with the number 1, and at Talking Sports with the number 1. If you also want to check the show out, and it's live on Instagram, we're using two vehicles to broadcast from two different pages. We have Coach Dr. Loretta D. Smith, 15. You can check us out on Coach Dr. with a D-R, Lorenza D. Smith, 15. And the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, we are partnering with Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. That's the handle they're using down there with their chapter. It's a pleasure to be able to partner with those Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma in Greenville, Alabama. I want to give a shout-out to those brothers. What I also want to do, give a shout-out to our brother that's being spotlighted during this week. On Monday, we spotlight one of the brothers who's doing some awesome things with the help and the support of the chapter, and that was, he's coordinator of the Operation Blue Hope. We do it throughout the year, but during Christmas, we try to have a bang-bang opportunity. He's also our director of social action. A shout-out but Brother Marvin Smith, who also a co-host on Talking Sports Plus. See, that's what we're talking about, and that's prime time. We're trying to make it do what it needs to do. So to Brother Marvin Smith, thank you for all you're doing. Continue to carry the banner our founders set before in reference to service, making sure we ride service to our community. And working with those brothers down in Greenville, Alabama, and working with the community of Butler County, we're going to say hooray to those brothers, hooray to the community. And the reason we want to give a shout-out to Marvin Smith, not just on the coordinating Operation Blue Hope, he was able to work with partnership with 93.1 out of Dothan, Alabama. That's our brother who's also works with us on this station as well. Is a program director down in Dothan, and they partner with 580 City, and we was able to work toward the 100 bikes they was able to get. So in the process, he forwarded those bikes, which 8 of them, to us. However, Brother Marvin, along with other brothers like Brother our Vice President, Brother Stover, and all the brothers of Beta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, they was able to get our resources together. People donated up to, you know, bikes coming and funding. We was able to buy 25 bikes, provide for children of Butler County for Christmas. That's giving back to the community. So hooray to those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter. We got an awesome show planned tonight because we want to focus on several things. But before we move forward to talking with our show title of Sports Comes the World, we're going to give a shout out to those that are joining us on Facebook. Thank you so much for taking an opportunity. I already see the host of the Shannon Show join us. That's Queen Ministress Lewis. Thank you so much for joining. Also, Jacqueline Davidson out of McKenzie, Alabama, down in Butler County. Thank you, Jacqueline, so much for taking that opportunity. I want to tell our Queen Ministress Lewis, which is Shannon Hendricks of the Shannon Show. You did an awesome job last show. Those individuals that joined you was awesome. That was Bishop and Pastor Dowdell, Pastor Cunny Collins. We want to give a shout-out because they just talked about real-life topics. They just talk about what's going on today and some of the issues. So we give a shout-out to the host of the Shannon Show, and that's on the fourth Thursday at 7:30. We're glad to have her joining us tonight, as well as Jacqueline Davis and the many others that's going on. We'll try to give a shout-out to them. We're talking sports. Now, I mentioned that on Facebook, you can check us out if you're a friend or not. If not, make a request to facebook.com/BRLDAlberto Smith. Again, that's facebook.com/BRLDAlberto Smith. That's my Facebook panel and my Facebook page. Send me a shout out. Send me a request, and I'll make sure you are following part of what we're trying to do here. I also want to give a true shout-out to all the cast and all the hosts and all those individuals that work to make this show possible. We want to give a shout-out to the young man up there from North Alabama. He's called the King. He's the winner of a total of 11 championships in basketball for middle school and 2 championships in middle school football. He's presently now at the school located in Madison County, Madison Middle School, working from the job he had at Chapman out of Huntsville, doing an awesome job with Carl McKean, none other than Coach Tremaine Edwards. We want to go step back to our ladies and our millennium. Give a shout-out to Coach Lauren D. Smith. Coach Lauren D. Smith, a coach, the head basketball coach over at Goodwin Middle School Girls. We give a shout-out. Her season, she ended at 7-7. And somebody said, that's 500. But for that program, it's slowly growing. It's taking on an identity. The cultural been changed over there. A shout-out to Coach Lauren D. Smith, a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Also, a shout-out to another young lady. And she's an author. She's an owner of a professional basketball team, semi-professional basketball team located in the River Region, none other than Coach Sarita Duncan. We'll give a shout-out to her as well. Also, we'll give a shout-out to our other co-hosts. That's Coach Tony Stallworth. Coach Tony Stallworth lived down in Central Alabama, retired from the Alabama High School Athletic Association. I have to give a shout-out because he's our high school expert. He's always coming in sharing the awesome thoughts that he has in regards to what's going on with the high school. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Also, we're going to get a shout-out to another coach down at Brantley High School. Had an awesome season. They're still playing now, the middle school down there. And he's also our Spotlight Sigma for the week. We shouted him out early. And a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, that's Coach Marvin Smith. Oh, man, we can't leave this guy. This guy's awesome. He's our radio personality, and a lot of you have heard him and even been to some of his promotion, his marketing. He's he's working with the Big KB. Has several stations, but in Montgomery, that's 94.1, the one I listen to. Then in Dover, 93.1. Then in many others, 95.7. And several others throughout the state and throughout. We want to give a shout-out, truly a shout-out, to our radio personality. This young man is known as the Don King of all things, or Don King of racing. He's also known as the conductor of the E-Train. And he's coming, always coming through with some awesome thoughts, none other than my and our fat brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Darryl E-Train Elliott. Those are the awesome people that join us. I can see right now one of the co-hosts has joined us, truly, truly on Facebook. That's Coach Tony Stallworth. We give you a shout-out. He's most times joining us. He's our high school expert, we call. He's able to call in. I know he has some things going on. If he's able to call in, we want him to make sure he give us a shout-out and share his thoughts about the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Also, we want to give a shout-out to Tiffany Davis. Thank you, Tiffany Davis. Tiffany Davis. Make sure I give that out right. But it's truly, truly, thank you for joining us. Now, we want to truly, truly, for all the Divine Nine, give you a shout-out. Yesterday started Black History Month. I always said Black History is every day. We want to recognize it as a month. We are making history every day. And we always try to give a shout-out to individuals and what they're doing. You got to see exactly the impact they have. But we always try to make sure, and every show from this point on, we're going to talk about it. But we're just going to recognize today Black History Day, Black History being on our show today and all of our shows the rest of the month. So this Black History Month, and we're going to continue out throughout the rest of the month, and even in March and in April and May, we'll be talking Black History. So we're going to give a shout out for yesterday being the start of Black History Month. Our spotlight, truly, truly, with our title is Sports Comes the World. And we want to spotlight the radio station. As WBSW Internet Talk Radio has listeners and watchers in 21 countries. Let me say that again. 21 countries. Just recently, we have the addition of the United Kingdom, listeners in the United Kingdom and watchers, and Japan, France. Those countries just wants to be a part, and they're checking us out, and we're so glad they took time to check us out and be a part of this process. God is so good. He's blessing us, adding these countries. So sports come the world. And that's what it's all about. Let's talk about how sports come the world. One of the breaking news topics of the day was very, very meaningful, because when we talk about Black history, we talk about the commitment of a lot of our ancestors to make sure we have the rights in the workplace. We'll make sure we're treated fair in the workplace. And the breaking news has to do with Brian Flores to the NFL. Let me say that again. Brian Flores to the National Football League. Three teams, including his former team, he was just released, the Miami Dolphins, alleging the NFL, the National Football League, of racism in their hiring practice. for the individual who's not aware exactly what's going on, I can speak, and I know Brother Stallworth can speak, and all the coaches, if you come through the time that as a black coach, you come and had a dream of giving the opportunity to coach at, head coach at certain schools, and we was always sometimes confined to just our schools, meaning the majority African-American students, never given the opportunity to get into those integrated situations. And if it was, we were limited. This is what Brian Flores is saying. He's suing because the practice of hiring black head coaches has failed through. Right now, as of today, based on the information from the NFL and the Players Union, there's only one black head football coach in the NFL. Well, the players make up 70% of the players in the NFL, of the participants in the NFL as players, whereas we only have one black head coach. Now, you ask the question, why do Brian Flores, who just been released as the Miami Dolphins, want to go out and file this lawsuit alleging racism in the hiring practice? This is nothing probably new. It might be to you, but not to me, because I've seen it as a young African-American coach who aspired to be a head coach, given a great opportunity down in McKenzie, Alabama. I'm going to give a shout-out that worked toward preparing me so when I had the chance to be the head coach, even if it was at a majority African-American high school who lacked a lot of the resources. But, you know, you take your opportunity as you come. I'm talking about almost 30 years ago. Now we're in 2022. At the highest level, you can go as a head coach or a coach in any sport besides, you know, in basketball professionally. I'm talking about professionally as a head football coach of the NFL team, whatever the 32 teams there are. I have a problem. That's something we should have cleared up many years ago. These hiring practices, which was supposed to be cleared up through what they call the Rooney Rule. Now, some of you all ask, what's going on? Let me try to give you an in-depth understanding, because it's breaking news. And the suit was filed yesterday, the first day of Black History Month. Coach Brian Flores is filing this lawsuit because the NFL has practiced discriminating against black head coaches. Point that he identified not only the NFL, he identified three teams that specifically has been identified allegedly as discriminating against these applicants, the black applicants, as head coach during the interview process. This is what this lawsuit is truly identifying, that if you do get a chance, the job may be already decided, but they're just giving you that chance so they can say we met the Rooney Rule. And I'm going to go in a little bit more in-depth into the Rooney Rule. But I want to truly talk about this lawsuit. Some people say if he files his lawsuit, he'll never coach in the NFL again. He's been in his process right now, interviewing and just recently interviewed for a couple of the slots that's open. But our biggest concern is, just think about, I said that the NFL only have one black head coach as of today. As of the last day of the season, there were four black head coaches. So all three of those, including one of them, including Brian Flores with the Miami Dolphins, was fired. But they was not replaced. They have over five positions that's available. And as of now, I believe there's already maybe six. Four of them have already been replaced, which included used to be head black coaches with the majority. So we're talking real talk here. This is something that's been going on, and some people are shocked. Do that go on? Yes, that goes on. It is disheartening as a young man, a young black man, a young African-American black man. I'm going to put all that together. And you would strive to get an opportunity to be in a situation to coach some of the best athletes, coach the program that has all the funding, the support from those individuals. But you end up not being able to be the head coach. You could be the assistant coach and also be the basketball coach. Now, they'll let you be the head basketball coach in the system that require have some kind of hidden practice, just like the NFL. Through hiring, they only hire white coaches. Let's keep it real. I know it will be somebody going to come in and just snip me in half. But you know, that's all right. The truth will set you free. I'm going to share my personal experience. I got a great opportunity down in McKenzie, Alabama. I got an opportunity to prepare an awesome head coach, Sam Dewar. And I call his name proudly because he brought me in. Getting the opportunity. Now, let me tell you the story, and probably Ms. Davidson that's on the stream on Facebook knows the story because she was there during that time. There was some situation going on in the early 80s that led that there was a separation to a sense of races, and there was some conflict. So the conflict was going on. So a lot of the parents of the black players have spoke to superintendents and principals and said, we want to have a black coach down here so our boys can see that there are leaders. Black players are black coaches are leaders. There are black men that are leaders. So in the process, God blessed me to be that individual. I went down there. My eyes were startled because not by what I saw. It was an opportunity to change young people's life. So I took that chance to go down there and had an awesome 9 years down there, part of a state championship in football, which is something that don't come easy. You have to work for it. And also the head basketball coach that had an opportunity to take our team to the playoffs two or three times. So it was good for me that prepared me. But when I left there, I strived to have one of those jobs that I know that McKenzie had prepared me for, but the opportunity seemed like it only came when there was 90% African-American schools that, and the team was there. But you know what? I took that chance. I was blessed with that to be where I am today. But here we have a situation through the breaking news that Coach Brian Flores is not speaking just for himself. He said, I'm speaking for my children, quote, I'm thinking that my children have a better opportunity. We are in 2022, and we have to still file lawsuits against these major organizations so they can be inclusive instead of exclusive. We're talking about head black coaches. 70% of the players that play on these teams, make up the teams, are black coaches. So those black players eventually want to be a black coach. But look, that's a sorry opportunity. Looking back at what we talk about, the Rooney Rule. But before I get to the Rooney Rule, let me add a little caveat to this situation. Coach Brian Flores was the head coach at the Miami Dolphins. He personally said that his owner came to him and asked him to throw games, lose games, and offered to pay him $100,000 for every loss so they could be in a position to draft the top player, a top quarterback. And Coach Flores said, I can't do that. He surprised everybody in two seasons. He had two winning seasons where the Miami Dolphins had went probably 10 or 12 years without having winning seasons. Truly, we applaud the young man for taking on that challenge and not selling his soul for a few dollars. So they eventually got possible prominent quarterback, Tua out of the University of Alabama. But it's going to take more just in Tua and many other players to go along. So sacrificing your pride just for a few dollars don't always work. So he's filing a lawsuit, including that in there. That came from the owner of the Dolphins, Stephen Ross. He asked him to tank. That's what they call tanking on the game, so you can get a higher draft chart. Somebody said, what are you talking about? I want you to be a part of this by calling in, and we can talk personally. You can talk with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts about this lawsuit being filed against a major, major organization, which is the National Football League, including three teams, the Denver Broncos, the New York Giants being included, and the Miami Dolphins. Those three teams, along with the NFL, is being included. We have to keep in mind that we always have the challenges. We just can't give up. And when you look at what's going on, you have to work hard to make sure. I gave you the number, and this is the process. When you call 347-857-4192, press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts about identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your location. After you give your location, you'll become live, and I'll let you know you're live now, and you can share your thoughts, your expertise, or just your question with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. It's good, again, to be here. Just and add a little bit more information to understand what exactly is going on with this lawsuit, let me share some of the things that need to be addressed and mentioned in the lawsuit. Because the lawsuit is saying this lawsuit would shine a light on the radical injustice that takes place inside the NFL. And these are the areas that need to be addressed. Increased influence of black individuals in hiring. So they're saying that there's no blacks in the hiring process. There's no blacks sitting in the room. We need to have blacks. If 70% of your players is black that's in the NFL, it needs to be when they finish, they can aspire to get into one of those positions to be the hiring force there. Next thing, increase the objectivity of hiring, terminating general managers, head coaches, and coordinators. As I said, there were five head coaches, one is still there, and right now there's only one left. That was in 2021 season. 2021-22, if you want to call it. So it needs to be some more objectivity in the hiring of these individuals. Just for an interview and don't hire me. The next thing is increase the number of black coordinators, meaning we needed more black coordinators. That's a defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator. We need more. The next thing is incentivize hiring and retention of black GMs, which is general managers, head coaches, and coordinators. Our numbers are up with general managers. Black general managers, the numbers are up. Head coaching is down. Coordinator is down. So those are the things and part of the situation. The next one is so important. Transparency of pay for general managers, head coaches, and coordinators. These are just some of the things that needs to change in the NFL. We want to definitely give a shout out and be supported. One of the things that's been said and that was discussed even by some pundits this morning on one of the shows in the morning time sports show, that all the African-American or black athletes need to come together and not just allow Brian Flores to be out there when he's fighting for all of us. Need to be able to come together and be able to say, we won't change it. It can happen, but you got to stick together. And you have to have a call. If it goes longer than you think it's going to go and you may lose some pay, you got to be able to stick the call. You got to stick to the calls. You cannot let up. So we look for some awesome things to happen with this. pay close attention. There's going to be some changes. There's going to be a settlement coming, I believe, personally, because there's a text from Bill Belichick, the head coach of the New England Patriots, going to Brian Flores about a job that came open, and telling him that somebody else being hired, even though he's going to the interview. These kind of things that are happening. So we want to adjust that. We want you to be part of this. I want to give a shout-out, as I mentioned, to our co-host, Anthony Stallworth. Tony Stallworth joined us. Thank you so much. He just asked me to make sure the closing part, when we get to the end, he's going to join us with the high school report. We will do. Give a shout-out to Seema Jackson. Thank you to Seema Jackson for joining us. A shout-out to the Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigma. Brothers, thank you for joining us. Members of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we also have on here Elect underscore Bride underscore BBB, and that's Big and Better Business, a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Bride, thank you for sharing that with us. Thank you for joining us. We make sure you join us on all of our shows, and we'll make sure we give you that shout-out because a lot of Sigmas and Zetas are checking it out besides the other Divine Nine as well. Thank you so much for joining us. Also, I wanted to share with you in regards to the Rooney Rule. That's one of the things that are causing individuals to be a little upset here and trying to focus on something that was put into play in 2003. See, the Rooney Rule is really, really important because the reason why we want to focus on the Rooney Rule because it was put in place to make sure all the African-American candidates have a fair interview. We all ask for a fair interview. We know how the process works sometimes. Sometimes we might not be the right fit. And some people do interviews just to do interviews. But this is not a new situation in NFL. Since 2003, when they implemented the Rooney Rule in NFL, and you said, what is the Rooney Rule? Based on the NFL and the Players Association, the Rooney Rule mandate in-person interviews with external minority candidates. The Rooney Rule, since 2003, mandate in-person interviews with external minority candidates. This includes making sure those black candidates or minority candidates get a mandatory interview in person. Also affects the process where all of the individuals get a chance to go through the process and a decision not made quickly. It also promotes diversity. The Rooney Rule, put into place and put into effect 2003. It is 2022. We have to have a head coach that was just fired recently filed a lawsuit saying that he's not getting the opportunity. Yes, he was a head coach at the Miami Dolphins, but he's also saying, you know, let it be consistency there. You hire us to satisfy the rule, but fire us a year or two later. He has a record of 10-8, if I'm not mistaken. 10-7, and then 9-8, and he gets fired. You got some coaches that's been up there that continue to lose and they stay there. And even if they get removed, they go to the next team. We don't get that opportunity. This is a true shout-out. And I'll say this to a young man that decided to take his professionalism and come to the Southwest Athletic Conference, Marvin Lewis. He was removed from the job years ago and hadn't been able to get back as a head coach. But you have many of them that get removed and able to come back and be head coaches. We want fair hiring practice. If the Rooney Rule gonna make sure we get a mandatory in-person interview, making sure we're given the same opportunity about looking at our application, looking at our performance, looking at our philosophy, then making sure it's diversity because you have 70% of the players are African American. For the last 15, 16, 19, 20 years, we only had 27 African-American head coaches out of 127 open positions. You do the math, because I'm giving you the information. You do the math. We have to do better. We have to demand better. So as this breaking news come out, let's be spiritually supportive of that brother and all of those individuals, because they're fighting not only for themselves. It's a possibility, you know, he's going to work his way back into a job. But truly, truly, why do we have to always be the last one hired and the first one fired? I know some people are not going to like it, but it's okay. Be a part of the conversation. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and actually giving you your location, your name if you choose to, and join us with the conversation. Join me tonight. This is Dr. Lawrence D. Smith with the conversation about sports, historical black colleges and universities, Power 5, Group of 5, all of that we're talking about. Now the professional ranks is being included. Hoorah. I want to give a shout out to BJ Jefferson out of the state of Tennessee. BJ, thank you so much for joining us. Then Miss Terry Jones Etmers, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, thank you so much, Sarah, for joining us and being a part of it. Let's quickly move to a couple other things. We want to look at the historical black college and the university. If you have not been noticing, today has been the signing day for those football players who plan to sign. This is the last signing day. More or less, I'm going to say this is official because you can push it back as far as you want to, because there's a couple of players who are going to announce their school, their intent, and where they're going and going to sign on the 22nd. I know it's at least two of them. So today is what we call the last official day, because the first one was in December. And we want to focus on historical black colleges and universities. I was able to kind of look at the early signing day results. And those early signing day results for the 2022 historical black colleges and universities rankings, recruiting rankings, you had number one, Jackson State University, number two, Grambling. And when I talked about Marvin Lewis, I talked about him him being in a position to take Grambling State University head coaching job. And he's doing an awesome job in the month he's been there, a month and a half. He had brought in some players. He had flipped players from one school to another school. And it had to do with one of the most innovative NIL, which is that name, image, and likeness. That's what the NIL is. Here's somebody said that dealing with college sports, name, image, and likeness. He's been able to make sure it works for his team. Grambling has become partner with several organizations that's going to make sure those players have funding in their account, all the players. And that's what it's all about. And that's Marvin Lewis, who at one time was the head coach in the NFL, but surely chose the opportunity, and he's with the Cleveland Browns, opportunity to come to the NFL. On the line, we have an awesome young man, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, VP of the chapter, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter, none other than Stalwart, Touchdown Tony Starrs. Brother Starrs, how you doing?
How you doing, my brother? Thank you so very much. I was elated in listening to your in-depth knowledge based on Brian Flores' attempt to get rid of this systemic and biased type of hiring practices. I think you did a very good job of making that a topic because it is breaking news. And I do share the same type of racially type situation. And sometimes it's not intentionally. Sometimes it's a situation where when you're in a certain culture and you're not sure about something, then you just don't do it. I went through some of that as well. But, you know, those type things, as I heard earlier today, it's considered to be history. To me, history is knowledge. Because everything that you do day by day is preparation. But when you go back and see from whence a person has come from, do you have a chance to adjust and redirect your life? So you did a very good job of that. I appreciate it. I remained silent because it was knowledge, and it was something I did not know. But kudos to you, my brother. That's history, and that's sometimes our story needs to be known.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, brother, so much. Because it's important that we understand the little things we take for granted. Just because we may have a job, there's someone out there struggling to get a job and keep a job. True that we focus, and Brother Stalwart knows, sometimes we are the first one to hire. I'm sorry, we're the last one to hire, the first one to fire.
Like, that's right.
When trying to reduce the size of the company, we're always the one. So being that this coach is speaking out, but you may know issues yourself, and it might not be in sport. But we're talking about how sports calm the world. You can play the game. But one thing I want to say, Brother Stalwart, and we're not going to debate it or go through it, you know, share the thoughts, but I just want to say this. It makes me feel when I read this article that, and even experience as myself, that we're not leaders, that leaders are men. I worry about that. What message are we sending to our young people that it's only, you got 32 teams, and only one black head coach, but 70 to 75% of your players are African American, look like a lot of our young athletes. What do that say? We're not good enough. We're good enough to play for you, but we ain't good enough to lead you. And that's something that I want a lot of people to focus on. We're not qualified, they say sometimes. Even in the discussion now about the appointment of a Supreme Court justice to be African-American woman. What is your qualification? It's always, are you qualified? And truly, when I look at the situation personally, I and Brother Stalwart know what I'm talking about, it's not so much as that. It's just they're not seeing us as leaders of men. And that's not a good sign. We got to do better. We're going to have to do better. And that's what Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity in Greenville, Alabama, is doing through the Sigma Beta Club and coaching at these various schools. They are leaders of men. And I applaud them. Tony Stalwart, as well as myself, we spent a lot of years coaching and developing boys to be men. And nothing for us to hang our head down. We know we had an opportunity, and we took advantage of it. We don't want our young people to experience and not experience that opportunity to be leaders of men. But, Brother Stalwart, I'm going to kind of move this forth, and there was a lot of things on the agenda. But I'm not trying to cover everything tonight. I just want to hit a couple things in the historical black colleges and universities because I think it's something that's changing what the landscape of the historical black college and university. I was reading off the early signing day results of the recruiting rankings for 2022. You had teams like Jackson State, number one, Grambling, number two, Alabama A&M number 3, Florida A&M number 4, Southern University number 5, Virginia State University number 7, I'm sorry, 6, number 7, Howard University, number 8, Alcorn University, number 9, Alabama State University, number 10, Tennessee State. This is based on 24/7 sports. They reported the rankings. My topic I want to look at is how have the, based on what we've been hearing, the transfer portal helped the historical black colleges and universities? And what effect was that transfer portal been on them by getting those players? Just want to give you thoughts on that right quick.
I think the transfer portal, I think I've said this on the show before. First of all, there's enough high-profile student-athletes in this nation alone to provide in all conferences. But what has happened is most of those student-athletes in their recruiting trails have prompted to go to the larger universities, because traditionally that's just the way it's been. Well, what the transfer portal has put in place since the universities, and you know, the NCAA, they are very crude and smart about what they do, because they look at money and they look at what makes money. And they're one of the largest businesses I know when it comes to that. There ain't nothing prejudiced about them when it comes to money. They're liberal.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yes, sir.
What it does is it gives those smaller conferences an opportunity to renegotiate now, or be open with the student athlete that they may have missed because they have made choices. Well, think about it, Doc. When you are a prominent powerhouse division elite program, you're probably getting 50 of opportunity to get 50 players in probably some of the same positions, whereas what happens later on? Either you move them around, special team them, or just make strong athletes out of Wells. What happens then is student athletes lose credibility.
Yep.
So what that transfer portal puts me in, say, okay, now you have an opportunity to not have to be put here because you made that choice to come here. You can opt out now and go to another university of choice. Thank God for Deion. Deion was very timely with the portal. He knew what he was doing when he came to HBCU, because what the portal is doing now is feeding back into, some of them always say, it's not where you go, it's what you do where you go. So
yes,
they got, now we got student athletes now having an opportunity to come back and don't have to worry about whether it's Alabama, whether it's Auburn, whether it's Notre Dame, whether it's Penn State, whether it's Michigan or Michigan State. It's about an opportunity now to excel my athletic abilities and still have an opportunity to be able to get to the next level at this university without being in a competitive war among my teammates. Because once that happens, then, as before, student athletes when they bit that bullet, they had to stay there, and then they had to follow the transfer rule, meaning what? 1 year to date that you can play as a transfer. So it's a substance now, and I just hope, and then they put a little money in it. I hope that this could be the change of the century. And what it can do is, since we don't have recruitment budget as the powerhouse does, what we can do is do like some of the HBCU have done, entertain getting some of our former athletes. And they don't have to be those that were big-time stars in the league, just those ones that have gone there, knowing how to get there, being able to share those things with our student athletes so they can say, you know what, I can go here because that it may be a low bucket, but it still has the same type of invite to the next level. Because you know now, Dr. Smith, it ain't like when me and you went to school trying to get a teacher certificate. It ain't like that no more. It's all about business, trying to get to that other world, and that's what it's all about. So to make a long story short, Transport Portal is our new avenue. It's our bridge over troubled water now, and I just hope that we can firmly take advantage of it in a positive way.
That's awesome, brother. I tell you, that's the opportunity that our young men have if they go to the Power Five, and it's not working out, and you don't have to work back and transfer down and play. You just transfer to any school within the conference or within whatever division, and then you have that name, image, and likeness money available. So the money is available for you to come there. Universities are using to their advantage because, I mentioned, Grambling State recently was able to flip four players from other SWAC teams to come to, and they are Division One dropping players. So the transfer port is awesome, especially for the historical black college and university. And the school like Jackson State is going to continue to compete at a high level. Florida A&M, Grambling, Alabama State, Southern, Alabama A&M, all of them are going to be able to compete. Howard, Alcorn, because they're beginning to get those players. Sometimes it don't take but two or three players. But Brother Starr, if I know our time, and I want you to come in and be able to share your thoughts about our high school and storylines and some things that are going on in the Alabama High School Athletic Association, and leave some thoughts with these individuals.
Certainly, the Alabama High School Athletic Association was in a contractual agreement with our own Alabama State University. However, Alabama State University, with their COVID practices and what they mandate, could not be one of those. It did not have enough flexibility for student athletes coming and going on a 7-day scale. So therefore, that ruled that out. So let me just make sure I get the word out there right. Alabama State did not deny having the regional at that site. It's just that the COVID practices were too strict and not flexible enough for the number of student athletes going in, the number of people going in and out of that facility in a 7-day swing. Because in a norm, if the regional tournament is not there, then all Alabama State was worried of, all had the control was when they had their home games. And we all know with the size of that facility, that would have not overrided the COVID practices. But moving on, Alabama State University is out. The multiplex as an agreement between the city of Montgomery and the Alabama High School Association to use that facility, which is very remotable and very high school friendly. And so what will happen is there will still be two regionals in the city of Montgomery, and I think the capital city deserves that. So you're looking at 4A, 7A, if I may, 4A, 7A, and I think 1A. 1A, 4A, and 7A will be at Garrett Coliseum, and they will begin a day early with the 7A. 7A will begin on the 16th. And, of course, that tournament will go through 16th all the way through 24. And the remaining classes will be over at the multiplex. And, of course, the other two regionals being that of Hansville and the other North Jacksonville regional will still stay in place. Also, to start to sum that part of it up, Civic Center at Birmingham has done a major renovation. So the finals will be brought back to the Civic Center because it was divided between the Crossplex and also UAB. Nashville. So that'll be back. It'll be back at downtown Civic Center. Now, I mean, at Sheraton. I mean, at the Civic Center there at Birmingham. So everything's back in place. Going forward now, all teams now will be finalized. They seem or have finalized their regular area play. The area tournament will begin on next week with girls, alternating between days with the boys, 5th through 13th. And, of course, you have your sub-regionals after that, and after sub-regionals, those teams that will advance will go on and be decentralized and go to their prospectively regional for regional play, pending there's no issues with COVID, et cetera.
Awesome. And I tell you, that's awesome, brother. It's going to be an awesome conclusion of the basketball season. Getting back to the BJCC is definitely that one place, one-shot place. And then also having two sites like it's been for a couple of years, and I was so glad of that, to be in Montgomery is good. And then the normal sites in Jacksonville and Hansville. So it looks to be awesome, brother. Anything else you want to share about the High School Athletic Association and what to look for in the coming, I mean, besides the tournament, anything else of any kind of play from any particular team, anything like that?
I think we can be prepared for some good local teams to be a part of the regional 5A girls from Pike Road is a potential. St. James, which is ranked number 7 right now, is also a potential in girls. Prattville Christian right up the road are still undefeated at 27-0, and they will be defending state champions. Trinity comes in at number 5 out of Montgomery, and also Montgomery Catholic at 8. So, believe it or not, if I'm talking about 8 teams, we're looking for at least 4 of them in that right. Yeah, 4 of them to be there in that perspective, because somebody has to, well, I take that back. If you're in a sub-regional, those teams can come back and all 8 to be there because sub-regional. And looking a little further, Dr. Smith, I saw during the November tournament, kudos goes off to Steve, Steve Rogers over that at
Bill.
At Prattville, that's doing a very good job, and he's in that area with Enterprise, Jeff Davis, and I think Jeff Davis in Lee played last night. So Jeff Davis and we'll have an opportunity. I think we can look to see locally Charles Henderson, which has number 2 ranked now at 18-5, and Pike Road Boys at number 6 at 16-5. So we won't see the traditionally Carver, unless something happens in a twist, be there. But it's some very, very good upcoming basketball to look forward to. And the advantage, again, that we have here is, hey, those two sites aren't 10 minutes apart. Should I say that? Not 10 minutes apart. And you have an opportunity all day long for 7 days to see all the basketball you really want to see. So let's suit up. Let's get ready because it's here right around the corner. I want to mention this, too. Kudos to our team up near the prep area, Tocqueville. Tocqueville has been ranked number 1 in 1A all year long, and nobody's talking about them. 19-2. So, hey, I'll let it be right there in the regional. Let's get ready. Let's suit up. Let's keep up.
Yes, sir. Awesome, brother. And your closing remark would be, my brother.
Well, again, let's take this opportunity to not only mention our Black history, let's try to live our Black history. Let's be proud of who we are. And thank God for giving us the opportunity to excel from whence we came from. I say this sometimes. I still believe that we are God's chosen people. Let's do a better job of transcending into relationships with each other and stay out of the crime syndrome, so to speak. Support our sports. Support our kids and our programs. Be models. Be role models. And let's continue to strive for those things that are available to us Let's forget about those things that we don't have now, but what we can get from this point on. As always, have a nice day. You take the day, and don't let the day take you.
Awesome, my brother. Thank you, Brother Stallworth, for jumping in and sharing that awesome information. And we'll continue to talk more about what's going on with the finals of basketball for high school basketball. I'm also excited to give a shout-out to D9_connection_. Give a shout-out to you, my brother. Thank you so much. And if I'm thinking who it is, I'll give a shout-out to him for sure. That's a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us. Miss Shell 329. Shout out to one of my former players, Anthony Rudolph, down in McKenzie, Alabama. Thank you, Big Ant. Shanita Arrington Mitchell and Carol Davis. Thank you for joining us. It's time to close out the show. It was awesome. There's a lot to cover, but we took time to cover as much as we could cover. And being blessed to do that, and hopefully the breaking news will set a fire in your mind and your soul that we get up and do some things that make a difference in where we are in our neighborhood, in our homes, block by block. Tomorrow we have an awesome show planned at 1 o'clock. We're truly excited about having a chance to come before you again at 1 o'clock, and we're just so happy. And I'm truly Dr. Lowe's show to have it back into play. And the title for tomorrow's show is Why Men Really Matter. And we're going to talk about why men really matter. And we're going to see. We don't want to be saying just black men. We're going to just talk about men in general and why they really matter. And that show is at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Then at 6 o'clock, we got the Love Cafe, the Dr. Lowe show at 1 o'clock. Then the Love Cafe at 6 o'clock. And the title of that show is Why Should I Be Miserable When I Love You? It's going to be an awesome talk tomorrow night. Join us at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WBSW Internet Talk Radio. It's been awesome. And I'm just going to give you a shout-out because it's time to wrap it up. The time is going over about 2 minutes, and I try to keep my timer going. Tune in for each and every one of those individuals that's joining us on Facebook. Thank you so much. I love you. And those individuals on Zeta Phi Sigma Greenwood, number 10, which is Instagram, and the ones who's on Coach Dr. Loretta D. Smith 15 on Instagram, thank you so much. And everybody on Blog Talk Radio, it's good to have you. It's good to be back. Make sure you take care of yourself because it's truly, truly what you need. Make sure you take care of your family. Give your family member a hug. Tell them you love them. Because as we close out of here, I always try to tell you it comes from my heart. Because I didn't know who you're with. Who you're with, just remember, who you're with. If you're with your family, support them. Take care of them. Because I truly love you. It's from my heart. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag it's a mind. It's a state of mind. And truly, truly, it's a mindset. God has been good. He has blessed us one more time. We check you out at 1 o'clock tomorrow with Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. And at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe. All like I want to tell you always. And a big shout out I give to you. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night tomorrow at 1 o'clock.